The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Gardaí are warning tourists to have their wits about them at Dublin's busiest tourist spots. A suspected Roman-style gang, this is as you might find in Rome in Italy, a gang of pickpockets are operating around Dublin's tourist hotbeds. Generally, they operate in pairs and they might join a tour, a walking tour, or they'll hit spots like the Guinness Storehouse around Dame Street or Parliament Street, Dublin Castle, all that kind of historic area. Vincent Jennings, CEO of the Convenience Stores and News Agents Association of Ireland, is going to tell us about his own experience. Vincent, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you seen these gangs in operation?
Well, no, I don't have a shop in Dublin, but I am aware of it from our members of the Convenience Stores and News Agents Association, and they would frequently have people coming into the shop looking to see how they would make reports about robberies that would have happened, about pickpocketing. And one of the difficulties, of course, is that there aren't sufficient Gardaí on the street. Well, when I say of course, it's my contention that there aren't sufficient Gardaí on the street that would act as a deterrent and would be there to report. I mean, there certainly is a case to be made for having additional Gardaí for a variety of reasons. And it's not just good enough to suggest that, you know, this is a matter of shame because it's tourists. There are crimes being committed left, right and centre against people, and we need more guards on the street.
Now, normally, Vincent, when we're talking about the more less subtle a kind of crime, like the antisocial behaviour, the feral youth and so on. Yeah. Here we're talking about quite sophisticated dipping into people's bags, into people's pockets. So is it an Irish Fagan who's in charge of this, or are these people coming in from Europe?
No, it's not. No, these are, to be perfectly honest with you, my suspicion would be that these are welfare tourists and that they're here, they're supplementing their income by way of increasing their dip from all kinds of both shoplifting and pickpocketing, and returning back to Eastern Europe and to Italy and France, where they have emanated. I mean, they're most certainly not Irish born and Irish.
Okay,
Irish
so bred. They have developed their skills elsewhere.
Yes. And as you say, incredibly adept, but can be seen, and, you know, with good CCTV monitoring and with Gardaí close by, and with the assistance of and giving the assistance to the security officers. And it's wonderful to know that, you know, you have Lewis people and people on buses warning tourists to be wary. You know, you do need to have a coordinated approach. It's a small matter. I mean, Ireland is not recognised as being a pickpocketing capital, unlike, unfortunately, Rome and Paris.
Yeah, but not yet.
No, not as of yet. And you need to be perfectly honest with you, Pat, what you need to do is, these are a small group of people, they can be identified, and you harangue them and you harass them and you follow them to such a point that it's not worth their while anymore and they will go away and they'll be welcome to go away.
So that's what you need. You need the Gardaí,
harass them, absolutely.
In plain clothes or in plain sight, one or the other, but tracking these people and letting them know they're there. I mean, the technique, it would appear, is that the main dipper will dip and get the wallet or whatever it might be and immediately pass it on to the accomplice.
It can go three different ways, absolutely.
So that when someone is apprehended, they don't have the stolen goods on them.
Yeah. Nor does the person that they met immediately. No, it is incredibly sophisticated. But I know that various people have been calling for transport police for many years. I mean, another good reason to have transport police is this. You know, you just need to have a coordinated approach. And there are areas such as in Belfast where there is a much greater level of cooperation between the PSNI and traders. Unfortunately, we come against the new problem of GDPR and that we're forbidden for circulating images.
Okay. Explain to me exactly how that inhibits you. I mean, if you have someone who comes into one of your members' convenience stores and they have been observed to take something. And, you know, you might be a very brave shopkeeper to confront some of these people. And then they are heading off down the street. Time was before GDPR when the security man, say on Grafton Street, would get on his walkie-talkie and immediately alert his colleagues a few shops down. They're on their way.
That's right. What they're wearing or what they or by name and knowing them and everything like that. And yeah, unfortunately, defamation laws and GDPR have put paid to an awful lot of that. Now, you'd like to think that the new changes to the defamation law will make some changes there, but it's still down to you only have qualified privilege rather than them having to show that there's been serious harm. And, you know, again, GDPR is coming in the way. We're protecting criminals and people who are professional claimants rather than protecting society.
And yet, when you get someone who's wrongly accused leaving a store, the alarm goes off and it turns out that the garment in question hasn't had the tag removed, even though you've got the receipt to show that you've paid for it. Yeah. And people might be suing for embarrassment so caused if they have.
You've got to show that there's serious harm done. Accidents
happen. I mean, they've changed the rules on that, so that would not really be an actionable case if it's an innocent mistake by the and an understandable mistake by the store. But
Pat, you'll still get 10 or 15 solicitors in the city who will still take on the case and cause difficulty to you.
You're suggesting that the solicitors as a body are short of ethics?
Some of them would be,
It's extraordinary that the people who are officers of the court might be judged by the general public to be a bit shy on the ethical front and defending the indefensible. But there you go.
Yeah.
Round and round we go, Pat, says a texter. We have no Gardaí on the streets. That is the bottom line. No one is addressing this issue until some politician makes antisocial behaviour and accountability their top mandate. Then absolutely nothing will change. And that's probably true. I mean, if Simon Harris is going to take on Elon Musk and the like, but it's not Elon Musk most people are concerned about. It's the yob who's going to clap you on the back of your head or steal your bag or your wallet. That's what most people are probably more concerned about.
I mean, I welcome the discussion, but I don't think we should just focus upon protection of tourists. I mean, I think that radio presenters and public representatives are equally entitled to protection.
All right. Anyway, in the meantime, the dippers continue. And your members, I presume you advise them as to what they can do legally and so on in terms of trying to protect their property.
Correct. And I mean, confront is always something that you have to be aware of and wary of, because you know there is a growing level of menace and a growing level of threats and a growing level of dangerous behaviour to both the owners and to the staff. And no bar of chocolate is worth that.
And by the way, the Gardaí, whether it's informal or formal, they won't come to visit you for really petty crime. If someone like takes four sandwiches and a few soft drinks, which, you know, can affect the profitability of some enterprise, they don't want to know. If they rob you with a gun and take the contents of your cash register, they may well arrive, because that's...
Pat. The truth of the matter is, and I'm not trying to be defensive here, I mean, we are very, very well served by Gardaí, but they can't come. They will attend to every report that is made, but it could be 2 days later.
So that's no good.
I know, but I'm saying that. I mean, but again, they're hamstrung by. You know, everything has to be done and has to be done in triplicate and duplicate before it actually gets crossed off. You need more civilian people working in that system, and you need a more streamlined system. And it's not always going to be the thing of everybody has to ring 999, because that's what our instructions are now. You have to ring 999. It's done centrally coordinated, and they effectively color code them based upon. And you can understand that there have to be priorities as well.
Sure.
But I mean, and I understand the usage of the word petty crime, but it's not petty crime if your business is on the line. If this is happening literally 10 and 15 times in the day, it really does drag down your ability to continue to provide a service to the community.
Vincent Jennings, CEO of the Convenience Stores and News Agents Association of Ireland. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.